The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2022. A group of hate-filled people on Sunday incited violence against the caravan in Miami, convened by the Bridges of Love movement to demand the U.S. government to end the economic blockade against Cuba. This was denounced by Cuban-American Professor Carlos Lasso, leader of the initiative, on a live broadcast on social media, who was in the streets of Coral Gables, a city near Miami, surrounded by dozens of people. This was denounced by Cuban-American Professor Carlos Lasso, leader of the initiative, on a live broadcast on social media, who was in the streets of Coral Gables, a city near Miami, surrounded by dozens of people who were demonstrating against Washington sanctions on the Caribbean nation. They called us terrorists for taking medicine and powdered milk to Cuba for children and the elderly. They called us terrorists for being in favor of family reunification and travels to Cuba. And we are in favor of Bridges of Love, Lasso said. With slogans of Cuba Yes, Blockade No, and Biden Lift the Sanctions on Cuba, they began the day of solidarity with the Caribbean nation and then toured the southern U.S. city in cars, motorcycles, and bicycles. At the same time, a World Message Action campaign on Twitter took place on Sunday morning to demand the end of the unilateral coercive policy and ask both parties to move forward on the path of understanding. Cuba this Monday marks World Breastfeeding Week with the principle that a mother's milk is the best food for a baby. Dagoberto Rivera, coordinator of UNICEF in Cuba, called this natural process as the first vaccine that a human being receives at birth to be protected against several diseases. It is not a matter of a single day. It is something that concerns us 365 days a year, said Rivera, who stressed that it is a child's right and men cannot ignore it. It is inadmissible that a child is deprived of breastfeeding before the age of 6 months, he stated. Odalis Rodriguez, another UNICEF expert, pointed out that the COVID-19 pandemic diverted attention from this problem, but it is time to refocus on the practice, promotion, and protection of the act of feeding a newborn. Cuba received a recognition from the Jamaican government for its medical cooperation support during the fight against COVID-19, Cuban ambassador to Kingston, Fermin Quiñones, reported on Sunday. On his Twitter account, Quiñones thanked Jamaica's Minister of Health and Welfare, Chris Tufton, for the recognition. During their fight against the pandemic, more than 500 Cuban health collaborators provided services in public medical centers in Jamaica. In 1976, the first Cuban specialist arrived in that country, and since then, the solidarity has increased and been maintained to improve the health indicators of the Jamaican people. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, described as a success the massive participation of Morena's affiliates in the voting process for the third National Congress of that party. Asking about this during his morning press conference at the National Palace, the president explained that it was a good day because around 2,500,000 citizens participated, a massive presence for an internal election. That figure is very high, and many non-militants also participated and registered and affiliated to Morena in that process. He admitted that there was non-conformity and expressed the opinion that these processes must be improved so that there is no violation, no vote hauling, and unfortunately, there were still this kind of practices, but in very few cases. He congratulated all those who participated in these elections and expressed his hope that the conservative parties would take this as an example of democracy and direct participation of the masses. Meanwhile, with a view to the 2024 general elections in Panama, more than 1,600 people have registered as independent pre-candidates, 34 of them aspiring to the presidential seat, the Electoral Tribunal said. Among the pre-nomination pre-candidates for head of state are outstanding figures who did not renounce the membership in political organizations, fact that, according to former Supreme Court Justice Edgardo Molino, this practice is a distortion of the law and the Constitution. Panamanians will decide at the polls for the main authorities of the country, President and Vice President of the Republic, 20 deputies to the Central American Parliament, and 71 deputies to the National Assembly. They will also elect 81 mayors, 701 township representatives, and 11 councilmen, all with their respective alternates, who will serve in the constitutional period from July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2029. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.